Hello, everybody. It's George from Ireland here. So thank you so much for logging back onto my channel. So the results out earlier today about Alternative for Deutschland, who won Thuringia in eastern Germany, regional election just yesterday. And they came very close in the second state. So Alternative for Deutschland was founded in 2013, if I got that right. And so it's the first time that they've won control of a state parliament. Now, it's quite often described as far right, and I've often said this is a misnomer. The so-called far right is not right wing. They're not particularly into like lower taxation, often like less regulation, a smaller state, libertarianism, or monarchy, or something like that. Often they're really social engineers, want higher regulation, maybe higher taxation, more welfare benefits. They might argue about who they should go for. So in some ways, they're socialists. But the so-called far right often begin to see we need to enforce the law against illegal immigration. And maybe we need to even reform the law on illegal immigration, make it more stringent. So I wouldn't vote for Alternative for Deutschland if I were German. So it's on the right in some ways. So they certainly want to limit immigration, maybe prevent it altogether. And some of their rhetoric has been distasteful, though they're critical of the European Union. As I understand it, they don't actually advocate withdrawal therefrom. Let me see. They don't ban non-white people, those not ethnically German, from joining the party. But I'm led to believe that people who are not ethnically German, or certainly not white, wouldn't feel terribly welcome in the party. I don't believe that they're anti-Semitic, though. You know, some members of the party have said to use Nazi slogans, maybe through sheer misunderstanding. But no anti-Semitic rhetoric, so far as I know. And obviously, anti-Semitism is nauseating. What else was I going to say? So that's the thing, is I think it's often been calumniated because, well, as the name suggests, it is an alternative. So the cartel parties, the parties agree on almost everything. You know, they really can't take it when dissidents make a breakthrough and they say that people, there is an option, a different option. We don't have to have whatever it is, slavish subservience to the European Union, massive immigration, a liberal left consensus and things like that. So surely democracy is about having a choice. You've got to have different options. They mustn't all be much of a muchness, a uniparty. So they came very close in Saxony, which is also in the former East Germany. Some of my younger viewers might not realize, from the end of the Second World War up until 1990, Germany is divided into East Germany, West Germany. West Germany was under Soviet military occupation. They established a communist puppet state there, formally established it in 1949, and then it was abolished, and there was the absorption of East Germany into the Federal Republic of Germany in 1990. Now, the East has lagged behind economically for a long time, but more or less caught up. There was a significant gap in the 90s. And because they were force-fed communist tripe for so long, and because they were so oppressed and denied freedom of expression, they said, we can say whatever we like now. And they sometimes said things which were puerile, which were unpalatable, and even racist things, and so on. They've been lied to, told that the Federal Republic was somehow the continuation of the Third Reich, when obviously it's communism is totalitarian. But it's a bit ironic that people will always brand AfD Nazi when, you know, the mainstream is using quasi-Nazi tactics against them. I'm not saying genocide, no, or torture. No, I'm not saying that. But espionage against a lawful political party, branding people extremist, sacking people, discrimination, censorship. And that is incipient totalitarianism. I don't think Germany's ever going to get all the way there. There's only sort of like, you know, 10% of the way there, if that. We just don't want to go down that road at all. So what else has been distinctive about their membership? They're fed up with bailouts to Greece. And Greece in the old days was always insulting the Germans, calling them Nazis, which is frankly a racist thing to do. And if you think Germany's so acceptable, stop taking their money. they don't want deeper European immigration. Fine, we might disagree with that, but it doesn't make them evil. And they were skeptical of the euro currency. I'm not aware they actually want to go back to the Deutschmark. They talked about a semi-direct democracy, emulating Switzerland. More democracy, how on earth is that totalitarian? They said that same-sex marriage shouldn't be allowed. No, I mean, I don't agree with them on that one. What else was I going to say? So in some ways, they wanted a more free market approach. So we would compare to the United Kingdom Independence Party or Rassemblement National in France, the Tea Party in the United States. So some people called Pegida drifted across to AFD. Pegida, which was founded about 12 years ago, Patriotic Europeans Against the Islamization of Europe. That's the English translation. So they weren't against Muslims, were against Islamicization, as in a Sharia state. But that was a bit alarmist. Was it a dog whistle? Certainly not against Muslims. Okay, it'd be fine to have a Muslim prime minister, Muslim Taoiseach, Muslim president of Ireland or whatever. But I certainly don't want a Sharia state. Now, but coming back to AFD. So they're things that I find distasteful, they say, and I said, don't share all their views. But I think there's been a lot of alarmism about this. You know, they were often getting in about 3% of the vote. So what was I going to say? So then the Office for the Protection of the Constitution, Bundesamt für den Verfassungsschutz, which is spying on them, says that they're far right. But, you know, we shouldn't have politicized policing, branding people this or that, or worrying what's this or that. Are they acceptable? It's up to the electorate to decide whether they're acceptable. And indeed, a German court has ruled that it's not defamation to dub them Nazi. But obviously, we've got to be very careful about bandying around these terms. This is not something we've taken lightly. So often, it's just a term of political abuse. There should be less vituperation. So I think people have been too sensationalist in their reaction to Alternative for Deutschland. What are they actually going to do in the state that they now control? I think it's probably not going to make that much of a difference. Olaf Scholz of the Social Democrats, he says, we've got to, you know, hermetically seal them off from power elsewhere in Germany. All people of goodwill cooperate to prevent them getting anywhere. So, I mean, they do say that they want deregulation and less state intervention, but in a way they want more regulation, as in on the issue of immigration. They say that they want to boost small and medium-sized enterprises, but of course that is economic intervention. Some people say they want protectionism rather than free trade within AFD. But again, that is social engineering. That's economic interference. So I don't see that as a very right wing. So they say that Germany can be proud of itself. And it's true, it can. Germany is magnificent, has achieved so much. I have greatest admiration and respect for Germany. And not because I have some German ancestry. National pride can be a healthy thing. And people have got to have an outlet for that. Obviously, we decry the Third Reich. That was vile. Don't want to go back to that at all. No. That was a terrible, terrible aberration. So, I think that they need to emphasize that Jews are welcome in Germany. German Jews are absolutely German. The Holocaust was the most horrendous crime in history, you know, never again. So they need to triply underline that point. Sometimes I think that they don't emphasize that enough. But I can see how it must be rather dispiriting for, you know, German teenagers now to always be apologizing for crimes that took place when their great-great-grandparents were children. That is racist. That's a blood libel. I mean, I know the Holocaust is not, it was real, is not a lie, but to constantly be making them carry the can for the crimes of 80 years ago. Can we not move on? Do they have to be punished forever? That's grossly unjust. And that's the kind of thing that anti-Semitism was, because someone allegedly did something, often falsely accusing something, centuries before you and your kinsfolk and your descendants forever afterwards are going to be penalized for what their ascendants did. That is injustice. And of course, Germans shouldn't be branded Nazis or anti-Semites forever. One of the AFD leaders says that Germany, the only people in the world who have to plant a monument of shame in the heart of their capital. It is true that, you know, many nations have committed genocide, but Germany's almost unique in having to apologize for it all the time. And I know the Holocaust was no petty thing, and it's right we should acknowledge that. But people go on and on and on about it ad nauseam, which is maybe a bit unfair on Germany, and then it's almost as if there's nothing else. Those 12 years of German history are studied almost to the exclusion of all the rest, and gives people a very skewed idea of Germany. and is really demeaning to the Germans, and you know, aggravates anti-German bigotry. So no one should suffer racialism, and that includes Germans. Goodness. So unfortunately, there was some Holocaust denialism amongst AfD members. It's certainly a small minority, but ideally there'd be no Holocaust denialism either. So, I mean, AfD says that circumcision shouldn't be allowed for non-medical reasons amongst children. And that's, you know, that's a respectable viewpoint. The trouble is that people might do it illegally, which would be worse for the children who suffer it. No more kosher slaughter, because if they think it's cruel to animals, and no exceptions. This is for anyone. So they're into climate change denial, which I think is very bad news. They want to bring back compulsory military service in Germany for all men, which obviously I'm very against. And, you know, they're fairly amenable to Putin's worldview and betrayal of Ukraine, which obviously I think is very bad news. So I think they are bad news in some ways, but I think people shouldn't overreact to this very limited success. You know, Thuringia is only one of 16 states. It's certainly not the most populous. Well, Saxony does have a significant population. They may well have peaked. Anyway, thank you so much for watching my channel. Make sure you subscribe on Patreon, donate on PayPal, georgecallahan79@gmail.com. Goodbye.